brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to open the phones up coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Wednesday, the 8th day of April 2009. The people are in revolution. The people are standing up to the bankers and the looting of the country. They thought Bush was behind it when he was just a figurehead, a yard gnome. And the people got wise to the fact the government was corrupt, so the establishment did a bait and switch, financed with over $1 billion in campaign money, $1 billion more in other ads put out by foundations, to put Barack H. Obama in power. Now we're 2 months into his administration, and a lot of grassroots leftists and mainstream writers are saying this guy's worse than Bush. So now the honeymoon is wearing off, and so the establishment writers are going out trying to get the right-wing base under the control of Limbaugh and the left-wing base under the control of the Soros-controlled media empire, Air America and the rest of it. They are desperately trying to get their people back under their wings. And going, look, the right-wingers. Look, the right-wingers are going to get you. Alex Jones, he's a right-winger. Don't listen to him about the New World Order. And they're going to the right wing. Oh, look, Obama's a commie. Don't let the commies get you. Lush Limbaugh, fight the commies. Meanwhile, Limbaugh's for the banker bailouts, and so is Obama. Same crew. Or, you know, the national security head, James Jones, General James Jones, openly writes, you know, articles for the CFR saying, I take all my orders from Henry Kissinger, Nixon, Reagan, Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush, the Vatican, the U.S., everybody just takes their orders from this guy because he's the Rothschild Rockefeller agent. Publicly says he works for him. So, you know, here we are, and it's like children. I sit here going, let's not look at the puppets, children. It's like when you got a 2-year-old and you got two puppets in front of him. I've done this. The 2-year-old won't look at you going, hey, honey, look at me. See the strings? You know, look, honey. We've got a, you know, 14-month-old daughter, and I'm like, look at the, and I'm like, look, these are puppets. See the strings, honey? She still hadn't figured out I'm controlling the two puppets. And I'm talking to adults going, look, man, it isn't about Obama, it isn't about Bush, it's about bankers, it's about power, it's about the military-industrial complex. You know, they're controlling us, and they're just like, shut up, right-winger. How dare you, fascist, not like Obama? And I'm like, no, he works for the same people. They're like, sure, cop killer. I'm like, oh, really? Here's his comments on Stormfront and InfoWars saying he doesn't like me. And the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center knew that and fed that to the media. And the media, the writer who got set up by him, had to come back and say, actually, in two separate articles, I basically retract it. The guy didn't like Alex. But that doesn't stop. And I've gotten calls and emails from two people, and we have confirmed that this is going on, that big Air America host, I had my notes here, where'd they go? Big Air America host are attacking me. Here's one of the emails, but I also got a call from somebody I know who heard it. I think you should all have Stephanie Miller as a guest on the show. She was repeating the smear that Alex is calling for violence, etc. They're going to make me sue him. Thankfully, a caller called in and defended him within moments. Yeah, because we've got the left audience, we've got the right audience. The paradigm is broke. The people are together now. It flummoxed her so much that she hung up on him. This happened on my ride to work approximately 10, 15 minutes ago. This came in about 10 o'clock. If you have an Air America affiliate in Austin, I'd check and see what else she says. She's having a Media Matters guest on tomorrow to continue the smears and associate Jones with Beck. Just a heads up, keep up the great work. Yeah, we need to, you know what's sick? When Air America was about to go under, even though I knew Soros was involved with it, you know, I said, well, it's good to have some difference. You know, at least they're attacking Bush some, you know. And I had a few of their guests on. This is what I get from you. Listen to me. Miller, there are some people who won't put up with your crap. Okay? And you know what? Let some harm to me. Legally, whatever, which isn't going to happen, come from this, then I'm going to be forced to sue you.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to get Stuart Rhodes popping in for about 15, 20 minutes on Oath Keepers. Thousands and thousands of police and military swearing to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. That's coming up. Then Michael Bagnarik, constitutional scholar, getting into a host of issues, former presidential candidate, nominee of the Libertarian Party 2004. He'll be joining us coming up in the final hour today. Jason Burmes will be with us about an hour and 30 minutes after Stuart Rhodes leaves us to debunk part two of Glenn Beck's debunking. And, folks, I am exactly right. 3 weeks ago, because I know what is fake. I know what was fake. I knew that Linda Thompson's video of the Amtrak repair facility in Illinois was fake. I've known that forever. It's been out since 95. I mean, I've had that tape mailed to me probably 150 times, no exaggeration, back when it was on VHS. Emailed to me thousands of times. And I know that they have training facilities. And I haven't even seen this yet. Burmes was just telling me, I didn't see the debunking part two last night. Burmes is coming in. That's why he's coming in to tell us about it and play the clips. He said, you were right again. They showed the Louisiana, Mississippi NATO training base and said it was a military training base. And then somebody online, probably one of their associates, mismarked a North Korean FEMA camp, death camp, control camp, and said U.S. base. See, straw men, that's what, now I didn't peg the North Korean thing because I hadn't seen that hoax. And so that's what they're going to do. Hundreds of real camps, government documents, congressional testimony. Oh, they didn't play that. They went directly to the fake debunking. And what we're doing is we're educating the public and showing them the tricks they play here. I mean, I'm not that smart. You learn their tricks. You know their tricks. You know what play they're going to call. It's like you may have a football team you love, and you've been watching them for decades or watching a coach from team to team, and 98% of the time you know what he's going to call because you watch football. Well, it's the same thing here. We watch the enemy, and we know all their tricks, and they're so predictable, it's disgusting. It's like we aren't blind, but the general public is. It's like we've had the blinders taken off, and the public hasn't. I'm just like, take the blinders off, please. And the media goes, no, don't listen to conspiracies. Don't take your blinders off. Don't look. Don't look. Listen to the liberals and listen to the conservatives and listen to what they have to say and be sucked into the paradigm and get into the sports team, rah, rah. I'm for the Republican. I'm for the Democrat. You know, I'm for McCain. I'm for Obama. And they give you these two choices, and you get all fired up and get invested and get committed and tie up your psyche with one of the candidates. And then you're committed to that false paradigm. And the globalists go on while you're busy watching this false projection they put out, the Matrix. They're taking over our freedoms and our liberties. And so the establishment, in closing, when I'm going to your calls, is getting desperate because they've lost their initiative. They're having to go through gun control now and victim disarmament covertly. They're having to harass gun shops. They're having to shut them down with harassment. They're having to use what the executive powers, you know, to shut down importation outside Congress. They're having to, you know, just expand their powers unconstitutionally. They tripled the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They got an attorney general who's apparently anti-gun. They've introduced all these bills, but they won't discuss the bills. They can't come out and bash people for not passing them, even though most of the bills is stuff that the White House chief of staff introduced when he was a leading congressman from Illinois. We've gone over those bills and read the bill numbers, and you know we've read on air Attorney General Holder's filing to the Supreme Court saying ban all guns. I mean, don't you understand how you get discredited, George Soros Foundation fake liberals? You know, they're there to co-opt the left. Limbaugh's there to co-opt the right. Same thing with Hannity and Glenn Beck and the rest of them. And see, the left has woken up to this new world order being real. So they're waking up and joining the people. And so the establishment's trying to keep their people on the reservation, on the plantation. Same thing with Limbaugh and their guys. They're having to cover a little bit of it now, but saying, okay, there's a world government, but it's Obama trying it. Well, yeah, he's carrying the ball right now. He's the quarterback in the game right now. They pulled McCain out. Now, they pulled Bush out. They've got the celebrity quarterback in there, but he works for the same franchise owner. Use KRS-One's analogy. So that's the type of stuff that's going on. And they're getting upset, folks. I'm getting contacted constantly by huge rap icons, but most of them are scared to come on the show. KRS-One contacted us again yesterday, says he wants me to go on tour some places with him. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to do it. Wants to work with me on projects. Got all these other big rap icons contacting us. That paradigm shattering with them completely. All these other, again, the people are coming together against the bankers, against the offshore corporations that are robbing everybody. I'm a populist. I'm a liberty person. I want freedom. I want private property rights. I want Second Amendment. I want sovereignty. I don't want to pay $12.8 trillion to offshore bankers that engineered the collapse. If we're going to have socialism, might as well just pay off the mortgages. Bloomberg Financial reported 3 months ago when it was at $9 trillion, or 2 months ago when it was at $9 trillion, that would have paid off 90-plus percent of the mortgages. It's now at $12.8 trillion. That would pay off the mortgages and then all the credit card debt. They've done the math. $12.8 trillion would pay off all mortgages, period. Every mortgage in America. Donald Trump's mortgage, your mortgage, my mortgage, and all the credit card debt and then some. All your credit card debt gone. You would have been paying for it, though. They're taking it from you in tax money. All the mortgages paid for. They have stolen more money than all the mortgages put together. You know, that's an article we ought to write. I saw those numbers. But we need to point that out before Bloomberg does. You know, they pointed out when it was $8.7 trillion 2.5 months ago. They pointed out, in fact, here's the exact headline. Let me pull it up from memory. Bailout money would pay off 90% of U.S. mortgages. 90% of all mortgages. That's the headline. Heck, print that for me. Bailout Bloomberg's. Bloomberg, guys, Google this. Bloomberg. Everybody else do this. We're doing this together. Bloomberg. bailout money would pay off 90% of mortgages. Now, that was at $8.7 trillion. I happen to know that the credit card debt in this country is way less than a trillion. So let's do the math. If 8.7 paid off 90%, then 10 trillion would have paid off, and then some, every mortgage in America. So 10 trillion pays off 100%. And then you got 2.8 trillion, which is roughly three times the credit card debt. So it would pay off, pull up the college loans. I know that's less than a trillion. Then it would pay off all the college loans, all the credit cards, all the mortgages in America, and then some. And you're paying for it in taxes. That's why they're raising all the taxes now. And Obama lied about that. And they're just getting started. That was in 6 months, and they're getting ready to accelerate the looting. It's going to be double the GDP at this rate in six more months. Double the GDP. $26 plus trillion. $26 trillion. They're totally raping and looting everything forever. This is already impossible to pay back. And the elite, while the money still has value, are buying everything up with it right now. And of course they've got all the paid off liberal bloggers and paid off liberal George Soros people attacking us. I'm on air saying arrest the bankers. I'm on air saying they've committed crimes. I'm on air saying in the IMF documents they blow economies out so bad then things break down into riots, and they call that the IMF riot. Google that. You'll read their own documents. BBC News reporting on it. And then when things really break down for a few months, then they bring in martial law and the people beg for it. Everything's already falling apart. Even the Washington Post admits that the mass shootings are because everybody's out of work and going psycho. What's going to happen when you set a 6 million people out of work? You got 30 million people out of work. What's going to happen is Mexico collapses and even more illegal aliens run up here. There's dead cops all over the place. There's going to be dead military all over the place. They're going to have them marching around trying to take people's guns in the middle of all this. As Mexico collapses, the Attorney General already came out in press conference and said we got to restrict the Second Amendment because the guns are causing it in Mexico. And you know they're going to say take the guns as there's rioting and breakdown of society. And they're going to march the police right into hell, march the military right into hell because the American people aren't going to turn their guns in. And when there's dead cops and military everywhere, they're going to blame me for trying to stop the bankers raping us and starting this. When it's in their own IMF and World Bank documents that they want to have a war between the police and military and the people. It's George Soros and David Rockefeller and Bezygna Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger and the New World Order and the CFR, the Trilateral Commission that have engineered all this. The great game. The IMF documents. They planned all this. I've been telling you this since we got the documents in late 2001. It's the last chapter in my book, Descent into Tyranny. Do you understand what's happening? Do you understand what's going on here? I told you all this was going to happen. I told you as the cops started getting killed that they're going to sit there and try to go after those of us warning people of how this was all planned. How many times, police, did I tell you 5 years ago, get out of your mortgage, that it was going to be a derivatives crash? You did it, a lot of you. You listened, didn't you? I told you to buy gold. It was $268 an ounce. It's up at 900 and something right now. I told you, of course it's going to cause paranoia, because it isn't paranoid if they're after you. And then it manifests itself. Do you understand you're meant to be completely chewed up and destroyed in all of this? They want to get rid of you and bring in a new order after you. You're being set up. We're being set up. We've been right about everything. We've got incredible credibility. And I've tried my best to create more leaders, get more organizations going, but society, I guess that's why there aren't too many real leaders. Society's so mentally ill and sick, most of the people I've woken up and spawned and the movements I've created, including Ron Paul admitting we got his movement off the ground, half his support in the first 4 months of his run. You, the listeners, launched him. People say, oh, well, he didn't win, so it was a failure. No, that made the Liberty Movement go mainstream. It's a step. It's a process. And then they send in the disinfo operatives to try to get us all fighting with each other within the left-right paradigm. You know, oh, Alex works for George Soros when I was bashing Bush. Now Alex works for the Republicans because I'm bashing Obama. Those are operatives that are saying that. We are entering the vortex here, folks. Put your thinking caps on. A ton of other news. Your call straight ahead.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You know, I didn't finish all my points about all the hit pieces, so I'm going to finish those now, and then I will go directly to your calls. Tony, Chris, Gary, Kathy, Matt, many others, when we go to the next segment. It's very simple. There's all these news articles, New York Times, Alternet, everywhere. The Alternet's the meanest yet. Did paranoid right-wing media fuel the Pittsburgh cop killer's rage? And then he goes on to attack me. Basically, the whole article is about me, and it's just disgusting. And it says, while Alex Jones generally avoids overt racism, he has found an eager audience on Stormfront by conjuring dark visions of an impending New World Order. No. What's happened is I wake people up to the New World Order like no one else. I mean, it's admitted by everybody. You go out and talk to somebody. What woke you up to the New World Order? Oh, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. It's more than Ron Paul. It's Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. And, yeah, some of them go and get picked up by the Israeli lobby's little false paradigm that it's all the Vatican. And I'm not saying the Vatican is involved in the New World Order. I'm not Catholic. I don't have a dog in the fight. That's definitely an Israeli operation. That's been proven. So they get picked up by that crowd. They get picked up by the anti-Semitic crowd. They get picked up by weird New Age UFO crowds. But that's the minority of people. Most folks wake up and get up to speed and get smarter and more informed than I am about all this stuff. But, I mean, I can tell you how many people I've woken up or gotten involved. I mean, let's just be frank. There wouldn't be a movement at this level if it wasn't for my actions, because I realized history and I realized the power of listeners taking action and being leaders and viral media and viral videos and making copies of films and Access TV 12 years ago, 13, 14 years ago, telling my listeners on shortwave and then satellite and internet and AM and FM, get copies of these out. And you did it. And that's why we've had success. You know, I studied movements, even though I didn't like the Ayatollah Khomeini. I noticed how they educated folks by handing out cassette tapes, copies of those, to person. And I said, I'm going to do that against the New World Order. And so I read history, so I knew the ways to do this. And so now, though, I've never been a control freak about it either. I just try to cast the seeds out and how they grow and you know, how they hybridize or mix with other ideas. That's not my issue. Justice be done, though the heavens fall. And are there going to be nuts and schizophrenics that hear this stuff and get freaked out? Absolutely. But it's not my fault the government's coming after the Second Amendment. It's not my fault they're announcing global government or they've imploded the economy and people are losing their jobs. And it's asinine for this corrupt, bankrupt, degenerate system to then try to point the finger at me saying the way out of this is to prosecute the bankers for their crimes. That is the way to end this. Go, the New World Order is a hoax. It's an illusion. It's a mirage. It's a bunch of guys in fancy suits that are criminals standing around trying to exempt themselves from their own laws through a global government who happen to be into eugenics and land grabbing and hating their fellow man, which is what elites are always into. So that's where I stand on all of this. And this means we're just having more success that we're being attacked. And it's a badge of honor they're trying all of this. And it's very bracing. It's not frightening. It's not exciting. It's bracing, like jumping into freezing water. It's very animating to know we're having this type of effect and know I'm in this position. It's an amazing responsibility. And so you got George Soros, who told a press conference, Globe and Mail, Associated Press, I'm having a very good crisis as Soros, as the hedge fund managers make billions off recession. And George Soros went on to say, it is the culmination of my life's work and has been very stimulating. That's a quote. Now, that's who owns and finances these major sites attacking me, including Media Matters, publicly run by Soros. And he's coming out with a vicious attack piece. Doesn't matter if the original newspaper that got fed this stuff by the Southern Poverty Law Center has, in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, has had to admit, oh my gosh, Alex Jones had the white supremacists after him. Actually, the cop killer didn't like Alex and disagree with Alex about nonviolence. That's all bypassed, and the new article's being written about me linked to the original article. See, I have George Soros, who's having a great time. See, he doesn't want you looking at him. See, I'm on air calling for his arrest, as many other nations are doing. Not just one individual. That's the reality. You are criminals. The emperor is butt naked. He's wearing no clothes. This is a fraud. All I'm doing is saying those are Ponzi scheme scammers who've got dreams of grandeur, delusions of grandeur, so big that they're openly doing it and setting up world government where we're taxed by the very banks that engineered the crisis. Now, if you want to be part of that, fine. Whether you call yourself a liberal, a conservative, a libertarian, a Muslim, an atheist, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all in the crosshairs of the New World Order. And I want you all to live free, and I want to live free, and I know how serious these globalists are, man. They financed a bunch of mass murderers. In fact, it just came out in a big headline. German government unearths new documents about U.S. government funding Pol Pot. You unearth documents? In fact, Google that. I forgot to print it. I mean, Brzezinski's written two books bragging how he funded the capping of 3 million Cambodians. I mean, these guys brag about their kills. I mean, come on. That's who's attacking me right now. You think that's fun?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back live. All right, go into your calls. I just want to make it clear. The establishment did this gamble and is trying to have a messianic leader to carry out their operations because they've been exposed. Their hand has been exposed in this game of poker. And so they're trying to fool people with Obama, and he's already starting to stall and run out of gas. Now, that means false flag terror attack or new wars and or both. And so I'm telling you, they're getting ready to hit us right between the eyes. And these guys want to keep their locomotion going. They want to keep their operation movement. And I know how they operate. That's why even Michael Savage has come out and said Obama will stage terror attacks in America to bring in martial law. See, he wouldn't say that about 9/11 because that was his precious George Bush. But that idea has so gotten into people's minds, and the fact that folks have found Operation Northwoods and all the real events that were carried out by the military-industrial complex, by those that have hijacked our nation, that he's having to talk about it. And they're having to admit global currency and world government. And that's why this is desperation. It's ridiculous for the New York Times and all these big establishment papers to come out and try to single me out and attack me and make me the big boogeyman. That just shows how pathetic they are. They're having to try to discredit me now? As if you can discredit the movement and the idea? It's too late. You could make up whatever you wanted about me. It's too late. You see, if they do kill me or set me up or destroy me, I just want folks to know whatever happens in the end, I win. And you win too. As long as the idea lives on, as long as humanity moves forward, as long as we bring these criminals to justice, as long as the species survives, and then literally the globalists are talking about engineering society, getting rid of most of us, you know, this transhumanist stuff. I mean, this is for all the marbles. I win. So, I mean, but I do want it beforehand to be known that I go into this willingly. I mean, I don't just think I'm sticking my head in a meat grinder and then, ha-ha, look at him, he just got chewed up. I want folks to know I went into this willingly. I want that on record. As an example to you, not so people down the road say, oh, man, Alex had incredible courage. Look what he did. He knew what he was doing. Because it does take this type of sacrifice, at least, you know, even having your name destroyed, to knock the barbed wire down, to go on air first and say 9/11 is an inside job and be attacked by everybody on the morning it happened, and 2 weeks before, a month before, 2 months before. But I did that, and I do it on every issue. I come out against Obama day one. I saw his advisors. I saw his policies. I saw what he said he was going to do. I said, this guy's going to lie to all of you. Get ready. Here's a film. Bam. Hit him first. Boom. Don't hold back. Go all the way. Because I don't care about being attacked. I don't care about being lied about. Now, it is more effective to prove they're lying and discredit them, and I do that where I can. But at my core, all I care about is delivering the payload, finishing the mission. That's it. And so understand, I don't want my destruction or my setup or my death to be seen as a defeat for us. Certainly, I don't want it to happen. And by the fact we're talking about this, it lessens the chance of that happening. They want to operate in the dark. We operate in the light. That's our power. Darkness is their power. They cheat. They lie. They don't have to follow the rules. But we got the truth on our side, and that's why, even though we have to follow the rules, we're stronger than them when we stand up and fight every single time. So understand, folks, that we're having great victories. They're talking about the world government everywhere. People are waking up. People are talking about arresting the bankers. Mainstream television is talking about how this is a global takeover. If we identify what's happening, it will be politically impossible for them to carry it out. That's why they want to destroy everything economically, so we're so destitute we have to go along with them. But if we're there pointing out how they did that, the calamity they're bringing in financially, and the revolution they're bringing in, they're forcing one, a violent one, that will be their undoing if we preemptively beforehand explain what's going on. And we've done that. And we're going to continue. Every person you wake up today, every person you reach out to, every person's paradigm you shift and open up and unblind, that is one large step closer to victory, folks. This is history. This is the maximum effort. I want you to go to InfoWars.com and scroll down the page, and right there is the Obama deception is free. As free as rain, as free as the driven snow. Right there, that one version of hundreds, 1,200,000 views, high quality for being free. Get it out to everybody. Don't take it for granted. Keep getting it out. Call into every talk show. Plug it. Buy the DVD and support us at InfoWars.com. Make copies aggressively. You know what it's going to do to them. If you go buy a DVD duplicator and you go buy 1,000, sell all the junk, the jet ski you don't use, whatever out of the garage, and you sit in there every day burning hundreds of copies and putting them on cars and giving them to people, you know what's going to happen if you do that in your sector? We're going to beat these people. We're unstoppable. But you got to turn the power loose. You got to stop caring what your neighbors think. You got to stop caring what the government's going to do to you, because the bad stuff's going to happen if you don't get up on your hind legs. The New World Order is just punching us in the face, punching us and punching us and punching us with propaganda and all their physical stuff and their taxes. It's time to get back up, at least in the info war, huh? And say, you know what? Let's see what you're made out of, huh? Let's turn the power loose. Let's turn the people loose. Let's see what happens to you, George Soros, and all you fake liberal people. You know, financing all these murderous revolutions all over the world. Let's see what happens to you neocons. And you're going to find the police and the military are on our side. They're already coming over to our side. And let me tell you, this thing up in Pittsburgh stinks. The one in New York stinks now. I talked to government employees on and off yesterday, and it's been confirmed in the news. That helicopter was out there 10 minutes before the shooting started. The police have been called and didn't show up. Another staged event. Do they stage events? Absolutely they do. They tell the guy, you're going to earn some extra money. Bring this here for a drill. They shoot the people and leave them out there. Same thing Columbine. They do this stuff. And, you know, people can't get their minds around that. It's in Operation Northwoods, how to do a mass shooting and then blame a patsy. How to kill the patsy. How to have a few of your own operatives. It's always in a government building, you notice, who will then say it was the guy that did the shooting. The police always stay outside to make sure all the witnesses die. They got to go in and check the pulse and make sure that all the people that weren't part of the op die. This is so sick. And it's always the same shake and bake. Got you red-handed again, you bastards. Now, I don't know about what's happening in the other deal. Looks like a spoiled brat, Marine Corps kill training, you know, killing inhibition taken away, throwing a fit and killing the cops. But we'll keep looking. You know, the point is, if the evidence does show that, we'll cover it. Now, I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to shut up. Just the issue here is we are winning. We are fighting back. And they don't want you talking about the bankers and the corrupt government and all the horrible things they're doing. They want to demonize the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. They want to shut down the web. They want to come after free speech. They're announcing it all. So let these idiots say we're lying about a new world order. Let them say we're lying about vaccines killing people. Let them say we're lying about a North American Union. Let them say we're lying about a global currency. Let them say we're lying about the Attorney General calling for total gun ban. Folks are finding out they're a pack of liars. And they're losing credibility while we gain credibility. The new world order is a big thing, so they got to write all these white papers on how to carry their ops out. These papers are public. So, of course, we know everything that's going to happen. We're reading their own roadmap. And so our credibility rises and 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 rises. I'm only one person that knew history and knew the power of the individual and that I could take action. Look at what I've done. Think about what you can do. If you don't get caught up in COINTELPRO and infighting and all these diversions and distractions, the globalists are just a few thousand. That's why they divide and conquer us. If you just stay on Bill of Rights, Constitution, Second Amendment, the bankers are criminals, arrest the bankers, in the New World Order, no global currency. Look at that congresswoman. I want to get her on. Minnesota 2 weeks ago, as they're announcing a new global currency at the CFR, she says, I want to introduce a bill against this. And CNN came out saying she's a crazy woman. What is she? She's on screen right now at InfoWars. It's, let me go back here. Bachman on Obama's re-education camps. Click on that, but that's a separate article. They're attacking her because she's reading his bills, H.R. 1444 for these youth brigades. She's reading how they want, in their own words, a global currency, and then they call her a loon. You can Google her name. You know, Google Beckman, you know, crazy Beckman believes in global currency. She's a congresswoman. She hears them announce it. She says, I'll introduce a bill. And they say, she's crazy. It doesn't exist. That isn't going to work, you idiots. You con artist. You know, I mean, you've lied so long. That's why you're discredited now. All right, that's it. We're going to your calls. Tony in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. Tony, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Now let's move on there. Chris in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Morning, Alex. It's been about probably 4 or 5 years since I've called into the show. And first let me just say that in the last 4 or 5 years, every single thing that you've said has been absolutely right on. I can testify to that. I've done my homework. It's absolutely right, and there's just no questioning that. You know, I have a tendency to focus on the spiritual side of this whole thing, and I don't know if we're ever going to get a chance to, you know, take these guys down in a legal way to string them up and put them in jail, you know. But on a lark, I went to David Icke's website yesterday, and something caught my eye on his page. He said, do not riot. And, you know, Alex, that really hit me, because look at what happened at the G20. All those people that were out there with their signs and their banners and carrying on and rioting and demonstrating, they accomplished nothing. They didn't accomplish a thing. All they did was dissipate their energy into the atmosphere, and it's gone. The pressure went off the lid, and it nothing got done. You know, David Icke is right about that. Don't riot. We know who the enemy is. We know their names. We know the names of their corporations. We know where they are and who they are. And after food and water and guns and ammo in that order, the next most important thing you have, once it does hit the fan and it all breaks loose and it's, you know, Katie barred the door, the most important thing that you can own is a book of matches or a lighter. You know? I mean, you can do a lot of damage with one book of matches. And I want your thoughts on that.
Well, that's the whole point. We cannot be dominated if we have a will to fight. And I appreciate your call. Let me comment on all this right now. The left-controlled foundations always finance demonstrations, because the media can point its camera at people dressed like clowns. They'll even pay groups to go dress like wizards and do levitations of the mint, you know, to discredit everybody, and they put that on the news. Look, these delusionals think they can levitate the mint. And then the Denver Post said that I was leading a demonstration, that I believed I was a Jedi lifting the mint. Now, I was there videotaping the foundation kooks. They were attacking me and hitting me. I clearly wasn't with them. Doesn't matter. I believe I levitate mints, see? And I said, kill Michelle Malkin. But I didn't say that. And they had to retract it later, but nobody reads the retraction. So, another example of that. Notice there's all those news cameras. The cops stand down. Three guys go up and bust the window out. They let them go in and out of the bank. They let them leave. But meanwhile, they beat some innocent mail carrier or newspaper carrier delivering newspapers to death. This is how they operate. They've been caught provocateuring all over the planet. I mean, on record. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely on target when you say don't riot. Notice how they're saying there's going to be riots, riots. It's all over the newspaper every day. There's going to be riots, riots. And when there's riots, NORTHCOM has to come in. And NORTHCOM has to have martial law only for your safety. No, you don't want riots. But they know with economic collapse, it's going to lead to that. And then they use that to have crackdowns and greater control. Now, if it does turn into a Nazi Germany situation, they're arresting people, taking them to camps, taking their guns, it is your right and duty, Declaration of Independence, all the rest of it, to defend yourselves. And that's the real militia, the constitutional militia, all men 18 to 49. Not the counterfeit FBI, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center militia, where they go out and create the Viper militia out of a drug-dealing street gang and then set them up, or create a Klan group up in Fort Worth that was in the 1998 Bump Steer Awards in the semi-film Police Get to the Takeover. It's in Texas Monthly. That's the fake militia we're talking about they've created, not the real militia. When people saw Clinton with his gun control and gun confiscation speeches on MTV, they said, we got to form up to defend this. That's what the Declaration of Independence says we're supposed to do. But don't let the media tie us to some white supremacist throwing a fit with mommy with his pit bulls urinating everywhere. So he throws a fit and shoots some cops in a fit of anger. And then the media tries to tie that to us that are peacefully saying, no, but we're not going to go to FEMA camps. We're not going to turn our guns in. I mean, did the people in the Warsaw Ghetto in Nazi Germany have a right to fight back? According to the George Soros people, no. You do what government says. There is no right anywhere to throw off tyranny. The founding fathers were bad. That's why FEMA teaches that. They don't want you to understand that yes, if they're going door to door taking guns and they are taking people to FEMA camps, you have absolute authorization under God and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and everybody, all the angels watching, to defend yourself. So, see, they want to keep you in this primitive, two-dimensional thinking to say, oh, look, it's bad for you to ever defend yourself, tying it to this zit-faced white supremacist who was attacking me. But it is true that, you know, they could take all your guns anyways. If the tyranny really gets bad, with a knife you can take guns from anybody and defend yourself. It's all about the will, the engine to resist. And that's why they're putting in face scanning cameras and Pentagon designed grids and aerial blimp scanning and all the license plate readers and, you know, all of these things to lock down highways automatically, because they plan to do some really horrible stuff here. It's their nature. They hate America. They hate freedom. They hate liberty. They are the New World Order. They want to reengineer this society. We're the big plum. We're the big target. They want to gut this place with revolution. Let's not have the revolution. What have they wanted? I mean, what have the globalists tried to put on? A collapse of society and blood in the streets, and nobody showed up. Well, they're going to take the few cops that get killed and the few military that get killed. You put enough military out at checkpoints searching cars, it's going to happen. It's going on everywhere. What if that just didn't happen? Well, we had the governor say no in Tennessee. The army said, you know what, we're going to do it anyways this week. Well, you press that issue. You know, they're about to court-martial the troops that came out and ran checkpoints in Alabama. You see, this is an endless fight. It's an ongoing fight. And right now, we're kicking the enemy's hind in. All right. I'm going to take your calls. Gary, Kathy, Matt, many others. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. InfoWars.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
By the way, everybody's been waiting with bated breath to see if Keith Olbermann will come out and start attacking Barack Obama for going back on every promise. I know some people that know Keith Olbermann in Hollywood. I'll just leave it at that. And he knows 9/11 is an inside job. He is a liberal. But he is now coming out and attacking Barack Obama on the warrantless spying and continuing all the immunity claims of Bush and Cheney. So he is now going after Obama almost every night. So Keith Olbermann, I don't expect he'll be in MSNBC very long. Because, you know, or maybe the establishment doesn't care if Obama gets destroyed politically because, you know, they just don't care. They're just moving forward. They just don't care. Keith Olbermann's scathing criticism of Obama's security immunity claims. Of course, the Republicans can't really criticize any of that because Obama is continuing everything that they're doing. And so they're kind of like, hey, the neocons are, hey, we like Obama. We're going to get the Oath Keepers guy on about 15 after, because I want to go to, so call him and let him know that, please, John. I want to go to Gary and Kathy and Matt and Andrew and stuff before that. I got a bunch of other insane news here. Gloom grips markets, brace for U.S. earnings season. Market bear, Rubini sticks to dour forecast. Report China auto sales surpass U.S. for third month. I mean, it's over for us, folks, unless we arrest these bankers. They don't care about the country. It's over. You understand? Unless you grow up. I'm talking to all the liberals and conservatives out there. Mortgage delinquency soar in the U.S. to record levels. Bow to Obama's painful missteps. That's out of Ceylon. Yeah, I saw this video where he bows to the Saudi king. He also starts curtsying to the queen, and then he's being bossed around. They're just like, turn around. And he's like, oh, I met with world leaders. They said, oh, do you know who they are? Just, I mean, he's there to be humiliated, folks. Because the globalists are virulent racist. They hate black people. And even though Obama's 50% white and the other half 90% Arab, that's right, I actually pulled up his exact racial makeup. He's 6.3 African. We're making an issue of this in the new film. Not that it matters what color, but it's another hoax. He's not a black guy. He's not a black guy. I mean, I guess if you're 6.3, I mean, if I was 6.3% black, would that make me black? 6.3 out of 100? He's 93%+ non-African. Now, the black genes are the strong genes in coloration, hair, and pigment. That's how it expresses itself. That is dominant in all mammal species, the pigment. That's it. So, I mean, I guess because he's got a chestnut paint job, it's over. It's a white guy. We might as well just, you know, you got the pink white people. We're not really white. We're pink, little piggy creatures. And then you got, you know, folks with a tan. And who cares? It's just people's pigment. So why don't we just put George W. Bush up there and put him in put some brown makeup on him? Because Barack Obama is not black, ladies and gentlemen. All right, before I end this hour and come back with your calls, I want to go to everybody's calls here in a second. Acola Blue, acolablue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store, pure, clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours, 7.5 gallons. Generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Ecoloblue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Fantastic atmospheric water generator. Check it out at Ecoloblue.com. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.